In this sheet, we're going to be talking about campaign management for your startup business. It's imperative that we know how to manage campaigns because ultimately all small businesses want sales, and sales translate into profits, and profits translate hopefully into lovely vacations. So I'm Catherine Young. Lovely to be with you once again, the owner of Thinkroom Consulting. And back in studio with me, Wynand Roos. Wynand, welcome.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Lovely to have you back.
Thank you.
Just a short introduction.
So I'm Wynand, and I'm responsible for solutions at the CRM team. So I really look at the CRM system of the future, business intelligence, and then predictive analytics that help us make decisions.
Fantastic. So we're going to be talking about campaign management today. Our audience are SMEs. They, I know, would love to know more about this. So to start with, give us an overview of campaign management. What is it?
So campaign management is really attracting the right prospects to your organization. That's really it's all about creating demand so that we can take that demand and the conversation created because of that demand and turn it into revenue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So as simple as that, you need to get attract people into your business, and how do you create that demand to get that?
That's correct.
Could you have one campaign, many campaigns? Is campaign management holistically? Or I really am asking to learn.
No, these are fantastic questions. As a matter of fact, many small businesses think of campaign management as a nice to have.
Yeah.
They think of campaign management as a cost rather than a revenue generating component of the business. And you couldn't be more wrong. Mm. You know, as a small business, we need to apply guerrilla tactics. We need to use all of the tools that are available to us to attract these customers to have these conversations with us. Mm. That really allows me to.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So campaign management, important even for small businesses.
Without a doubt.
In fact, essential for small businesses. Okay. We spoke in the previous module about nurturing, right? So you're now marketing you're marketing to a customer and you want them to eventually consume your products or services, and you need to now nurture them to a point. Talk to us about the importance of nurturing.
So there's some very interesting statistics out there.
Yes.
And through time I've really come to trust these statistics. Yes. by living them in real life.
Yes.
The first statistic that for me is quite interesting is depending on the type of company that you are, if you don't respond to a lead within a day, within 24 hours,
yes,
the probability of converting that lead into an opportunity literally halves.
Wow.
After 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
By the time you hit 36 hours, you've only got a 25% of ever converting that lead. So these types of things become very, very interesting. Then if we look at some of these statistics that's made available by Gartner and others, they speak about 79% of leads that are generated within a business never actually turn into revenue.
Oh my goodness.
Now, if you think about the amount of money you spend, the amount of effort that you spend, to generate that demand, to generate those leads, but you then lose those leads because you're not nurturing them. You're not taking them through a process that actually allows them to become a customer.
Yes.
Of yours.
Yes.
Now, when I say allows them to become a customer of yours, 50% of leads, even though they interact with your business, aren't really ready to buy from you yet. Mm. And we can use this in our personal capacity. Mm. When I want to buy a new car, I browse the web, I speak to my friends, I go into the dealership.
Yes.
Doesn't mean I'm going to sign the papers just yet. Mm. I'm still doing my research.
That's right.
So by the time I reach out to your business, there's still a journey that we need to go through. And it's then when you can captivate me in that journey and you can give me value through that journey that will guarantee me becoming a customer of your business.
So that's what you're talking about, nurturing.
100% correct.
Yeah. I love that car example.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you seen companies who nurture well versus those who don't?
Without a doubt. Mm. And you'll actually, you can clearly see there's been many situations for me personally where I've had such a magnificent customer experience with a business where I thought this was a massive company. Mm. Only to find out that it was a three-man team or a five-man team, purely because of the way that they consistently interacted with me and added value to the process or the journey that I was on. Mm. And that for me becomes very, very important. Long gone are the days of spraying and praying.
Yeah.
I would go as far as to say that people that still print flyers in a B2B type of business environment are wasting money. Yes. They might as well print, sort of 1 rand coins and throw it in the dustbin.
Yes.
So the dynamics have changed. Mm. Our customers are a lot more savvy about the products we offer than what we think. Mm. They've spoken to their friends. They've visited websites. Mm. They did price comparisons. So by the time they want to interact with us, if we're not adding value to them, they'll change in a heartbeat. Mm. And it's important for us to understand that. Now, in one of the previous sessions, I spoke about our mutual friend that really tied this together for me when she spoke about this nurturing process and this prospecting process is very similar to a dating process.
Yes.
Now, the interesting thing for me there is, it's also important if you look at, and I'm so sorry to go this route, but if you look at divorce rates, it's very similar to businesses and losing customers, which then means that it becomes more essential to attract the right prospects, the right customers to interact with, because you can waste an absorbent amount of time with the wrong people that never turn into revenue just because it's a great conversation or just because they make a lot of noise. Mm. In actual fact, when I can start understanding, does this prospect or this entity that I'm interacting with look like successful business or successful prospects that I've turned into business in the past? Mm. Are there correlations? Is there something that I should leverage here? Or is this really not my target market and I'm wasting time?
Yes. Yeah. And the CRM analytics would be able to give
you some
of that.
Without a doubt. As a matter of fact, most CRM systems today actually does scoring of those leads as they go through a process. It could look at the lead's behavior. So an example of that, for instance, is if I just pick up the phone and I call you and I start asking you a few questions, that behavior pattern is very different to someone that's done methodical research. They landed on your website.
Yes.
They started following you on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
They even interacted with you on Facebook and Twitter with some of the things that you've posted and some of the values that you've added back to them. So by the time they phone your company, if you know the journey that they've been on to get to that point where they actually made contact, and you can use that to say, we saw that you were traversing our website. Mm. We saw that you responded to this tweet. Thank you so much for actually retweeting that information. How can we help you today? Mm. And that's really very impactful. Mm.
That is powerful beyond belief. For the those who are watching and who know me well, my husband's shopping patterns, as we've discussed in previous modules. So he would just absolutely love that type of thing. I watch him often engage. He's a very early adopter. And when he engages with anything he wants to buy, by the time he picks up the phone, you're absolutely right. The research is done. Yeah. The price comparisons have done. The quality checks have been made. And really, he makes up his mind on the interaction he gets when he eventually gets onto the phone.
The reality is you could lose that deal in that final moment. Mm. Which is also quite an interesting, and that's where we speak about consistency. Mm. That's where we speak about, if everyone has a common goal from a business perspective that knows the marketing team, I'm so sorry to go off track. Something that just came to me.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen marketing running a campaign with a 25% discount, 50% discount, 2-for-1? You get to the salesperson and you're ready to take up this offer and they don't know about the promotion.
Exactly.
That could really hurt a business.
So you've really given a good perspective on nurturing. So nurturing is all that way until they get to the point where they buy.
Correct.
Is that
correct.
What you're saying?
And if you think about marketing and the topic that we speak about now, the whole purpose of marketing is to create qualified buyers that they can give to the sales team. That's the purpose. Everything we do, our branding, our CI, all of these is also that we can create an environment where we can attract customers, interact with those customer or those prospects, and create an opportunity for them to buy from our organization, whether those are products or services.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. So how do we now leverage the technology, Wynand?
So I think the first thing is, if we look at attract, we spoke about adding value. So adding value could be a variety of things. It could just be that you own social media. You're consistently responding to customer requests. You've created an expectation of how frequently, how often you would do that. Yes. And you've really mastered getting that right. So it could mean that. It could mean that you write blogs on topics like this, for instance, that can help me as a business, on the products and services that you own, or even how-tos that relate to the industry that you're in, or the types of products or services that you offer. And this CRM technology really helps you do that. The second thing that's quite important is there cannot be a disconnect from marketing doing a lot of things and not being able to measure the actual impact when that marketing turns into revenue.
Yes.
You know, if you've got different databases, you're using this tool for blogging, you're using that tool for social, you're using this tool for sales, you're using the problem with that is you never tie the dots.
Yes.
You don't know what marketing works or what does not work. You don't know which salespeople perform and does not perform.
Yeah.
Was it a marketing problem or was it actually a sales
exactly.
problem? And technology really allows you to do that well today and learn from these experiences. One of the interesting things for me, as I go through this through this thinking, is you know if we look at strategy and we spoke about customer relationship management as a strategy.
Yes.
When I apply technology to a bad strategy, I just accelerate a bad program.
Exactly.
The interesting thing is there's a positive connotation to that because it allows me to fail a lot quicker.
Yes.
I can very quickly learn what is working and what's not working and fix it. It's not that I'm guessing. I really have insight that allows me to make better business decisions.
Yes, I absolutely love that. So the technology applied to bad strategy stays bad, gets worse, right? So have you got examples, Wynand, maybe one or two, where you've actually seen where sales and marketing guys actually follow the same strategy and where it's working?
I definitely have.
Yeah.
And I've seen it in some interesting companies that you would never think.
Yeah.
Even some healthcare companies for that matter. And where that really works well is when there's a meeting of the minds, when sales and marketing sits around the right table or the same table, if I have to put it like that, sit around the same table and they both agree on what a qualified buyer is.
Yes.
They both agree on the process of getting that prospect, that unknown, as a matter of fact. When Andre goes and does his research, you don't know that he's on the website per se, but as soon as he fills out a little form or he likes you on Facebook, through that process, immediately that connection is made. So that's really...
Okay, so leveraging technology, you know what I love about this conversation that we have around CRM is that we're actually talking very little about the actual technology as much as the whole strategy and the process around it.
Correct.
And that's the point you made in the first module, right?
100% correct.
Okay, so attracting and then the content, obviously very important, right?
Yeah. It needs to be relevant to your audience. It's,
yes.
You know, the other interesting thing is let's start looking at guerrilla tactics. Mm. It does not mean that I have to be the best content creator. As a small business owner, I don't have time to sit and write blogs for hours and hours. But there are very clever people that does that consistently.
Yeah.
I can repurpose that information and leverage that in my business.
Yes.
I could have an opinion on that information.
Yes.
So not only can it help me in my business, but I can comment on that and give my view.
Yeah.
And through that process also distribute content relevant to my prospects and my customers without having to create it. So it's very important for especially small businesses to think outside the box. It's not about you know getting content teams together and doing all of those things. Let's leverage what we've got to make it work, and technology can actually accelerate that process for me.
That's very great advice from Vaynant. So actually repurpose content that's already available. We're all so time strapped as small business owners. So by repurposing that content, giving an opinion or two on it, you take your prospective customers, they start, your credibility grows, and your existing customers the same, right? So great, great advice. Now, okay, let's talk about now taking action.
Okay, so the interesting thing about marketing is it cannot be hairy fairy in the clouds. excuse the pun. The purpose of marketing is to create an action for prospects. Even if I repurpose that piece of content to add value to my customers, I want them to interact with me because of that. I might want to drive them to my website. I might want to get them to an event. If I can't get my prospects, and once again, going back to the fact that we need to be very selective on the type of prospects that we choose, our target market essentially. But once I've identified those prospects, I need to get them to act. I need them to take an action to interact with me. Otherwise, I'm really just wasting money and time.
And that action could be anything.
It could literally be anything. It could literally be them, you know, liking a comment that you've made and allowing you to interact with them in the future. It allows them, or it could be something as simple as them giving you permission to send them a newsletter. Whatever that is, never from a marketing perspective do something unless you want to drive some sort of behavior or something that the prospect can act upon that helps both symbiotically you and the prospect.
You raise such an important point, Vaynant. I often see, we work with a lot of SMEs, we mentor a lot of SMEs, and I often see them developing the most amazing marketing plans, but with no call to action at the end. And then they spend the money and they don't understand why it doesn't work.
Correct.
So you're saying make sure that you drive them towards an action.
100% correct. Something interesting around that as well is marketing cannot be this ad hoc thing that sort of happens for the sake of happening. There needs to be a strategy from a consistency in the way that you interact with these prospects. So if you just take one step back to nurturing programs can actually automate that process. So what this allows you to do is you sit down and you think about the strategy. What journey do I want to take the prospect on? How do I want them to act through this journey with my business? Once you've done that, you lay out the journey, and then you use the technology to automate that process. When I send a customer a white paper, when a customer lands on our website, when a customer retweets something that I've said on Twitter, wait a day, wait 2 days, act now. Whatever that might look like, the system will automate that. And if the customer responds in this way, follow this route. If the customer then reacts in that way, follow this route. And that helps you to have that consistent interaction with the customer without necessarily being involved all the time. And as an SME and business owners, we need to scale.
That's
we
right.
We cannot do everything ourselves.
That's right. Great, great, great advice. So really interact with the customer, but in different ways. Plan the journey. That's what you're saying to us. The marketing journey up front before you execute. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the technology, right? So what is the role of technology in all of this?
The role is really an enablement of this strategy and this thinking. The nice thing, or the one thing that I really love about technology nowadays, and I say nowadays, 5 years ago, a lot of people were speaking about what we're saying now, but it wasn't real. It would have been great, but it wasn't real. If we look at technology today, they've incorporated so many best practices. You've actually got industry-specific templates that you can literally just download And by the time you start using the system for your three-man team, five-man team, 10-man team, they've incorporated some best learning, best practices in the tool already. Wow. And you can just continue to extend on that, change it to the way that you do business and leverage those best practices.
Wow.
Now, one of the things that I've learned as a business owner is if there are any shortcuts that can help me be, or that resonates with me and that can help me be successful, why not leverage them as much as I possibly can and accelerate my growth and my process through that?
Yeah. Very true point you raise, Vane, and I often see with SMEs that they don't use the resources available or the shortcuts. And you've got to get to route to market quickest, get the customers on quickest. I fully agree with you. So the role of technology, what you're saying is it's an enabler.
Without a doubt.
But it ties back to your strategy.
Correct.
And about how you run the whole CRM. This point about elimination of noise.
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
So the fascinating thing is we spoke about the customer at the center of your business.
Yes.
Now, when I started my CRM journey, my customer relationship journey, I was really... I fundamentally believed, and I realized it was a brainwash, I fundamentally believed that the customer was always right.
Mm,
I've learned the hard way that's not necessarily always true.
True.
Not all customers are created equal.
Correct.
So,
correct.
So the interesting thing is there are customers that contribute 80% of my revenue, the 5, the 10, the 100, that really have an impact on my business. Those customers are right 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's important to react and respond to them accordingly.
Yeah.
Then you get those customers that they might be new, but they're very strategic.
Yes.
They might have been working with you for a year and there's new opportunity that you can grow from. They're not necessarily big contributors from a revenue perspective now, but if you work with them in the right way, they will be.
Yes.
Those guys are right 60% of the time.
Mm.
And then you get the others.
Mm.
The others, what I mean by that is you get many customers, many prospects that will phone and complain, that will make a lot of noise, that will escalate to the world.
Whoever, yeah.
Even if I look at this from a social media perspective, it's quite fascinating. In the beginning, I would think, when someone says something bad about your brand, you want to nip it in the butt, address it, and move on. And that's a great strategy.
Yes.
What I've learned, though, is there are people that are more influential than others.
Mm.
And when those people make a noise, that noise is heard.
Yes.
So once again, you need to understand, where do I focus my attention? Am I going to focus it on this little guy that's got 10 followers that's making a big noise? Or am I going to positively respond to one of my brand ambassadors that's just said something great about my company and leverage that and acknowledge them for that good thing that they said? Mm. I see this so often on social now. You spend so much time on this noise making and you don't acknowledge the people that really matter.
Yeah, that's powerful, Vaynant, what you're saying. So basically what you're saying is actually acknowledge that all customers are not made equal and treat them accordingly.
Accordingly. It's the best thing that you can do for your business. As an SME, we want to take on every single customer that we can find. And it impacts cash flow, right? There are times where you don't have a choice. You need to take those customers on. But you need to have the principles to decide when it no longer makes sense for the two of you to be in business.
Mm.
And it's fine. It's important to accept
that
you do not have to be, you know, customer and supplier forever. You know, if you can get to a partnership level, that's important. But understand that sometimes things change, the dynamics change, people leave.
Yeah.
And it's important to then make that break and focus on the people that are important to you.
Great advice from Vaynant. So in closing, Vaynant, on this module, I really get the sense that campaign management is actually all about taking the strategy into an approach. The technology is only the enabler to get this done, that the dance between marketing and sales is really important. They need to understand each other. But really nurturing that customer is of utmost importance. Okay. Any closing thoughts on this before we move to resources?
I think the big thing for me is for an SME, marketing is not a nice to have. It really can impact your business dramatically. And if you can leverage what other people have done well, why not incorporate that into your business to accelerate your growth?
I absolutely love that. I absolutely love that. It's been lovely having you in studio, Raynand. So for those of you who want to know a little bit more, go to our resources page up on the screen now. There's some great stuff about campaign management. Go follow the link to Capterra. Also the Social Media Explorer. You'll find some great insights over there. Nurturing leads also. Make sure to check out that Forbes article that we've listed or go to marketo.com on that article. It really is fascinating how to nurture leads, and ultimately it can help you as a small business owner to grow your business. Thank you very much for tuning in. Make sure to catch all four in this series around CRM. Until next time, goodbye.